It is that time of the year. WrestleMania season is upon us. This is the Dangerous Jobbers Podcast, and this is Booking WrestleMania.
People have been asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?
I'm better than you.
My eyes are red now than the back smoking a joint with the gang.
You know it.
Ooh, there we go.
I love our intro.
Yeah, really, man.
Like, it's become like a bop now.
Yeah, it's like it just warms the heart when you hear it every time. You got to like vibe to it every single time, right?
It's a vibe.
But speaking of a vibe, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Dangerous Duke.
It's your boy Stevie Job.
And welcome back to the Dangerous Jobbers Podcast, putting wrestling over one podcast at a time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it does kind of feel weird doing the intro backwards. Like, normally I did your part and you did my part. We got to go back to the other way next episode. But we did it for special reason because we are in the WrestleMania season. Things are going to go left. Things are going to go right. But we're here to make sure the road stays a little straight because we are booking WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of you guys might be wondering, what does that mean, booking WrestleMania? It's kind of already booked. It is, but we got some matches that we don't know about and some matches that we don't know where they're going to be placed. And that's why we're here. And that's what this episode is all about. Speaking of the NFL, some good stuff happened. But either way, I'm going to start it off. This episode, I'll be booking, placing the matches where they should be, throwing in a little bit of swerves and some surprises. And then next episode, Stevie Job is going to be doing the same, and we'll see who comes up with a better Mania card.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But with that being said, I guess I'll take the reins. I'm going to start with night one. I'm doing a pre-show. I don't know if they're going to do a pre-show for Mania or not. I don't think they did last year. But I'm going to book a pre-show real quick, and it's going to include two matches. One of these matches will be the Women's Battle Royal. I am going to throw the Women's Battle Royal back in there. I think they changed the name of it. I don't remember what it is. But I can't remember
who they named it after if it's not just the Women's.
But I kind of want the Battle Royal back. I don't know if it's just me or not, but I want it back.
I feel like we got so many women that maybe that's why. So many good women now.
It's like we kind of need to showcase them doing something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but that's my first match for the pre-show. It's the Women's Battle Royal. And then my second match for the pre-show, they were teasing it on SmackDown. I think it's going to happen at Mania. The Hurt Business versus the Final Testament.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's going to happen at Mania, but it's not like quite up there enough to be on the main card.
I don't know if it's us buying it or them pushing it, but something about the pitch screams, this isn't main card. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah, I didn't know if that was just me or not, but I feel like I got to put that on the pre-show. All right. And then night one, I'm going to kick it off with a title match. There's three title matches night one that I put. And the first one is going to be Gunther versus his gauntlet match opponent, which they haven't announced yet. As this episode comes out, it will be announced. I'm predicting, I don't know why, Chad Gable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that where your head's at?
Because you feel it in your heart, right? And something about Chaddy Gable is like, man, this guy.
Yeah.
He's the only one through everyone they pushed that's ever really, really made me feel like, oh, this has got to be the guy. It's mm-hmm. got to be him. If there was ever a guy, it's going to be him.
Yeah.
And then I think we kind of forgot about that for a few months. But when you look back on all the people in the gauntlet and on how they individually feel next to Gunther, he's mm-hmm. the only one that's like, man, I really hope it's him.
Yeah. So it's like, and they got other people that they're throwing in the mix too. Nakamura, Sammy.
Both deserve it.
Yeah, you know. JD McDonough. doesn't deserve it. It's okay. You could say it. But no, yeah.
He's taking the L. That's my man, but not this year.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, out of all them people involved, I feel like Chad Gable is going to be the best one. And you got your David versus Goliath aspect in the city of underdogs, you know? It kind of fits.
We love a good underdog. We love a good underdog.
It fits. And to have it as the opening match would make it even more sweet.
Yeah, man.
But that's my opening match right there. Gunther versus Chad Gable for the Intercontinental title. And then the next match I have, AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Now, most people are probably thinking second match on Mania. That's kind of like the dead spot. But because I think it's the dead spot, it's the perfect spot for AJ and LA Knight because they're going to make the show that much better. Mm-hmm. Like, you got your perfect people to put in that graveyard spot to keep the people entertained and on their feet.
Because you can't not be hype about LA Knight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be early in the night, and then all the people that are watching the match for LA Knight are going to be very impressed by AJ Styles, and all the people that came for AJ Styles are going to be just very entertained overall, because we know what we're about to get.
Yeah.
So number two isn't bad for them. They might win match of the night at number two, because you think you know what kind of match you're getting with Gunther. You know it's going to be a good match. But then AJ and LA Knight are going to give you a different type of good match with two different types of styles than the styles you've just seen.
Mm-hmm.
I like them in number two.
Yeah, that's what I figured. And then the third match I have is a triple threat match for the U.S. title. Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton.
I want that. I want that night one. I want that night one.
Yeah. And then I also said I had a little bit of a swerve in here.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be where the celebrity spot comes in. Somehow in this match or with Logan in some way, shape, or form. And I think the celebrity or the famous person from the city that we're going to get is the recently retired Philadelphia Eagle, Jason Kelce.
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Like at the Eagles Stadium, yeah, nonetheless.
Hell yeah.
The dude is practically the mayor. Yeah. He's the unofficial mayor of Philly. I think you got to have Jason Kelce involved at some point, and this is where you do it.
Have him tackle somebody.
Yeah, like I think he's going to wind up tackling Logan.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick.
But that's what I see. I see Jason Kelce getting involved at some point, and night one would be the night. Then the next match I have is Tribal Combat. Jimmy versus Jay.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
Jimmy versus Jay.
This night is rolling. I really do want that, too.
Night one is always the better night, usually. So I feel like the
better night.
I feel like
the better night.
I feel like this is what it's gonna be. So, and I would love to see the two brothers battle each other on night one.
What a smash!
But I still had to try to finesse and finagle and make it to where night two had some hits too.
Mm-hmm.
So, to round it out, there's two matches left for the women's WWE Championship. Bayley versus Io Sky. That's going to be the co-main event for night one.
Okay.
So that's the second to last match, Bayley and Io Sky. And then in the main event spot,
okay,
Seth and Cody versus Rock and Roman. How you feeling about night one for me so far?
Yikes. I'm scared for Bayley, bro. I'm scared for Bayley. But here's the thing. I have confidence because Bayley has never failed to entertain. And this is a heartfelt story that everyone's cared about. And she has not given enough respect. We are going to do a separate pod on that because I really want to get my ish off about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have not been I've been seeing it all over the place that she's just not been given the appreciation she deserves for what she's done.
Understood.
But apart from that, and
so do you think
absolutely one of the best? So
I was gonna say, do you think it's too high?
I think it's high. It's supposed to be high. It's just like, damn, you know, second to last is always the toughest match with time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the Usos will be respectful enough to get out of there when they're supposed to get out of there.
Yeah.
To leave enough time for the women to do their thing. So I feel like between, you know what I mean, between the two of them, that's going to be a tough spot for her to, for her to
produce. Yeah, a decent enough match.
Yeah. But if they do it right.
I feel like if you leave like maybe an hour and 10 minutes left for the last two matches, you could get good enough time. Like if you can give Bayley and Io a good 17 minute match, that leaves Rock and Roman and all them with about 50 minutes.
And add maybe
with the intros and everything else.
Entrances.
Yeah. And give you 5 minutes for the entrances, 6 minutes for the entrances. That means you got a 45 minute match on your hand, 40 minute match. I think they could do it.
I think they could do it.
All right, so that's my night one.
That's a great night one.
My night that's two. A
great night one.
Starting on the pre-show.
I didn't remember what's on night two.
Is the men's battle royal.
Okay.
Because I got the women night one. Yeah.
Both of them back to Mania.
Yeah.
They're men, in 7 hours. You might as well.
Yeah. Women night one, men night two. So, you know, you got a good balance on each show. And then the second match on the pre-show for the women's tag team championships, we have Damage Control, Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Shayna and Zoe Stark. And I'm throwing a monkey wrench in there too, versus Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell in a triple threat tag team match. Triple threat tag team match.
Could be a fatal four way. Could the women be doing a TLC this year?
Oh, if that's the case, then I got to take them off. But just for now.
We'll talk about it later.
We'll save that for you.
I love where you're at, because that's what I have originally down on paper is Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler versus the Kabuki Warriors.
Okay, so.
We'll talk about that another time.
That's my second match on my pre-show. And then going to the main card, kicking off. See, I don't know if this is going to kick it off or not, but I feel like it will. For the World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre.
Okay, so this is following the women's match?
This is after the pre-show. This is the first match on the main card. Pre-show.
The women's...
Yeah. Seth and Drew are the first match for the world title on the main card.
On the main card, they are the first match. They're the opener.
Seth is
always great first.
Yeah. So they're the opener of the match. Don't have a winner. Don't know who it will be. Probably know who it's going to be, but that's where I'm at. And then next, we have for the tag team titles. Wait, now that I think about it. No, wait, I got to take it back. Rewind. Because if my plan goes the way I want it to, Judgment Day is going to kick off the show with the tag team titles. Mm-hmm. They main evented last year. They're going to kick it off this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who they're facing, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say DIY.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who else it could be. Maybe the New Day.
Or
Miz and R-Truth. I don't know, but they're going to be facing somebody for the tag titles. I feel like that whole tag title situation stuck in limbo. But Judgment Day. Yeah, Judgment Day are going to kick off the show. Most likely lose the titles. But they're going to be the first match. Then the second match I'm going to do Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar.
It's going to be close to my heart, that match.
And this is where my other spot comes in of a swerve. Rey has ties to ECW.
Absolutely. Absolutely, he does.
I feel like there's going to be an instance where Legado del Fantasma and the LWO like cancel each other out. And there's going to be some ECW legends there that back Rey up. Now, who the legends are, I don't know. But Rey's got ties to like RVD. He's got ties to Sabu, Psychosis. Like there's a couple ECW legends you could have there. You could bring Conan in if you really wanted to.
Triple H's company, so all
yeah. This is Triple H. So Triple H that's don't have no beef. That's gonna be my second match right there. Rey versus Santos Escobar.
Bro, the quick third two before he says this next match. Any 2K creators, and I'm gonna clip this up too. just for my own benefit. If anybody's making ECW Rey Mysterio and some ECW pack out there, add us.
Mm-hmm.
So I can save that because I want an ECW Rey.
It's yeah, we don't need
ECW
one.
ECW year for this game. Yes. The way that they put blood in here, it's going to be a very ECW kind of year, especially with the DLCs coming.
Very Rey, much so.
Just so anybody doing ECW packs, ECW Rey with the mask to say ECW on the back of it would be super cool. And I saw somebody already working on Super Crazy, so I know
there's gonna be somebody out there.
There's gotta be somebody.
Alright, so the next match, after the Rey and Santos match, I'm gonna go with Rhea versus Becky. I don't know if there's going to be more people added to this women's world title match. There could be. There might not be. There's talks of it being a fatal four-way. I'm leaving it how it is right now. Rhea and Becky, women's world title. That's going to be the next match. So that'll be the third match on the card.
That'll be the stinker.
That'll be the third match on the card. Next, I'm going to move up because I started them first, though. No, I started them first. I'm going to bring them up to fourth.
Okay.
Seth and Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight title. I have a sneaking suspicion there's either going to be a cash in this night or the following night on Raw. That's the only reason I moved them from the first match, because if it's the first match, the cash in's not happening at Mania. And if it's not the first match, it could still happen at Mania. But Seth and Drew, fourth match, I feel like that's good because of who the fifth match is. Now, this has given a lot of stock into this match. It's not even announced. I don't even know if this match is going to happen. But in the fifth match, the co-main event of WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill. Versus
Jade. It's the only match this year that we've been like, I feel like this is coming for sure, and nothing's happened.
I feel like this is going to happen. I think it might, they might even pull it off like the Undertaker thing. Like when John challenged Undertaker, and nobody said anything until like literally that night, as the moment as it happened. I feel like it's going to be something like that.
And she still lingers around the locker room, yo. So
I feel like that's what's going to happen.
I really want that.
So in the co-main event, I got Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair. And then rounding it off at the main event spot, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. And I'm going to make a prediction right now. No bloodline. It's no... Well, there will be bloodline, but there won't be bloodline. Because I think what's going to happen is they're going to win night one, Seth and Cody. They will win night one. Night two, it's going to be no bloodline. But we're still going to get an interference from somebody who's not bloodline. but will be Bloodline. That's my opinion on it. We will get an appearance night two from somebody in that match. It isn't Bloodline, but it's Blood.
Spooky.
Don't know who it is. You know, it could be a werewolf. It could be a gorilla. I don't know who, but we're gonna get some kind of interference night two.
I like it.
That is my booking of night one and night two. What do you think of the match placement?
I like your call at the end. I think the whole lineup was tremendous for both nights. Again, night one, definitely the better night as far as it kept the theme of like night one being better, probably more entertaining in ring.
Mm-hmm.
And night two being probably better or more dramatic, your like more important stories.
Yes.
Being told. But yeah, love the placements. Love both cards. I don't know how I'm going to top that. I'm going to have to really think about it.
The way I looked at it was night one is your high spots, your craziness, your stuff you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Night two is the stuff you need to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might not want it, but it's you need it. This is what the important stuff is.
These are the things that need to happen.
A lot of the business is going to get taken care of.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Becky and Rhea needs to happen. That's
mm-hmm.
That's a night two thing.
Yeah. And then Seth and Drew, you know, mm-hmm. Judgment Day with the tag titles. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's going to be a night two thing because you got to have all Judgment Day on one card. And then, yeah, the Legends night two with ECW. I feel like mm-hmm. that's got to be a thing because Hall of Fame Friday,
mm-hmm.
Saturday recuperate or Saturday get their announcements. And then, you know, Sunday is when they play.
Mm-hmm.
Does it, so do I get this?
Thinking about the legend spots that could be in Rey versus Santos.
There's a few. Like, you know, RVD could make it. You know, Psychosis could probably show up. Conan.
You like, know, it could break out to a point where it's a whole gang war. And I'm imagining Paul coming out in an ECW hat. Being like, this is Philadelphia. We're not doing it like this. Mm-hmm. If you guys are going to fight, then we're all going to fight under extreme rules.
Paul Heyman announces it as an extreme rules match. WWO
versus Legado in an extreme rules match right now in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Paul announcing an extreme rules match. It'd be kind of like Teddy saying you're going one-on-one with the Undertaker. I like it. But
he'd spin and say something like we're taking it to the extreme or something like that. But yeah, it's just that's a great.
I would say I get this.
Great, that's a great note you put in there about making that the ECW spot.
Yeah, because you kind of have to, right? It's like it. There's no other matches on night two that you could do that for.
Yeah, and there's really nobody else on the roster with like ECW ties anymore.
Yeah,
except for Rey. So yeah,
I mean Cody to a super slight extent, but that's a stretch. That's more his father. That's his father more than him.
Rey was there.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody else on the roster. Well, technically Randy for a night.
Yeah, right.
But we don't count that. That's neither here nor there. But yeah, do I get the Stevie Jobber stamp of approval for my card?
That sounds like an amazing card to me.
Okay.
Sounds like an amazing card. And sounds like everything I want on night one being there live and everything they can have on night two that we can watch at home. Man, that sounds tremendous to me, man.
All right. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this was Dangerous Duke and Stevie Jobber. The first half of us booking WrestleMania. The next half will be Stevie Jobber. As always, guys, you know where to find us on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on X. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, DangerousJobbersWebsite.com. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you can listen to this podcast. Make sure you drop a comment. Let us know what you thought of the predictions of the night one and night two. Let us know some matches you would add, some matches you would take away. Something that you want to throw in there, drop it in the comments because we want to hear it. But that's it for this episode. Make sure you guys stay up. Make sure you guys stay blessed. And as always, stay dangerous.
People have been asking me to be the best in the world.
Why, Eddie, why?